Time to chat with Renee Giarrusso. She's communication leadership and mindset expert. Renee, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, JB.
So much going on in the world at the moment. There's crazy stuff. It's been a mad sort of 2 years and, you know, say no more about how this year's going to look. But, I mean, I think with all of that considered, Renee, we really shouldn't sort of sweat on the small stuff, yeah?
Yeah, I agree. And it's something I say all the time. I just think in this new world we're in, or what I call the next normal, we need to be focusing on the things that help us, not hinder us. And I think the little things that may have annoyed us in the past have now been, you know, we're looking at that a bit differently. And I think it can really make or break your mindset, not just in the workplace, but at home with your friends and with your loved ones.
Yeah, and I think one important thing is obviously focusing on what you can actually control and influence, and sort of not sweating on the stuff that's out of your control. Would you say that?
Yeah, definitely. I always say to people, you know, if there's something you're focusing on that you really can't make a difference in, you know, what are the things you can do that will influence change? So I think that's really important. I know for me personally, I don't really watch the news. I find out what I need to know.
Yeah.
But I'd prefer to influence something I can make a difference in, like walking my neighbour's dog or spending time with someone that, you know, needs company or that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess sort of staying focused and being grateful for those things you do have, as opposed to sort of what you're missing out on.
Spot on. Gratitude's a big thing. And, you know, people call it gratitude, appreciation, whatever you want, praise in the workplace, they call it recognition. But I think when we go into a gratitude mindset and focus on the things we do have, the little things we don't have usually dissipate. And I have a bit of a thing around whatever we think, whatever we, you know, tell ourselves, our thoughts, create how we feel and create what we action or don't. So if we focus on, you know, some people keep a gratitude journal, the three things they're most grateful for, things or people. I know every morning I wake up, I always say to myself, you know, like lately I'm grateful for my health, I'm grateful for my support network, and I'm grateful to get to do the work I do, you know, growing and helping leaders and teams. Mm. Another little tip, it's called the 5-5-5, and it's a really good one to think about when you're going through a challenge or, you know, something happens out of the blue. Ask yourself, will this matter in 5 weeks?
Mm.
Will this matter in 5 months? And will this matter in 5 years? And usually it helps put things in perspective straight away.
No, I love that. Have you've seen Facebook memories?
Yes.
It reminds me of that. You scroll through your Facebook memories and sometimes you cringe about something you ranted about 7 or 8 years ago, and you go, really? Was I that annoyed about that?
Was I that person?
Really?
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's putting it into perspective and feeling into it. You know, if something bad happens, feel bad for a moment, but go, really, in 5 weeks, does this matter?
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of the time, you'll stop there. 5 months, if it would matter in 5 years, then that's something you might want to focus on. But most of the time, from personally using this exercise and with many of our clients, we don't get past the 5 weeks.
No, I agree. I love it. Some amazing tips yet again, Renee. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, JB. Have a good day.